You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
You're listening to Comedy Central.
Coming to you from New York City, the only city in America, it's The Daily Show. Tonight, Kim Jong-un works on his aim, recasting LA's mayor, and Bobby Brown. This is The Daily Show with Trevor Noah.
Let's get into it. We've got a really fun, jam-packed show for you today. North Korea is acting the fool again. Joe Biden wants to speak to the manager. And we're going to explore the worst ways to celebrate Juneteenth. Plus, legendary R&B artist Bobby Brown is joining us on the show. And we're going to be having a really fascinating conversation about the whirlwind life that he has lived. So, let's do this, people. Let's jump straight into today's headlines. Kick things off with North Korea, voted Korea of the Year by North Korea magazine for the past 3 decades. A few years ago, most people thought the only way the world was going to end was if North Korea's marshmallow dictator decided to kick off a nuclear apocalypse. But since then, we've all learned that there are actually many ways the world could end. It could be a global pandemic, it could be Russia starting a world war, it could be Apple letting you edit iMessages. I didn't say that. So, obviously, people haven't been paying as much attention to North Korea lately, which is probably why Kim Jong-un has decided to remind us that he still exists.
We're going to turn to North Korea, launching a new round of missile tests, the regime firing off 8 rockets over the weekend, and the U.S. and South Korea launching missiles in response in a show of force.
The U.S. and South Korea sent 8 surface-to-surface missiles into the sea. That's after North Korea did the same just hours earlier.
There is no direct communication that we know of between the Biden administration and the North Korean regime. So instead, both sides seem to be communicating through missile launches.
Huh. The U.S. and North Korea are communicating using missile launches? That's adorable. It really is. It's so different. Missile, missile. You up? Missile, missile. Nuh-uh. No, for real, it actually sounds like a couple that really needs therapy, you know? It's just like, and what do you do when she shuts you out?
I launch missiles.
And what are we supposed to do?
Talk to the UN.
You know, people say that black people and white people can't get along, but I don't know what hope there is in the world if North and South Korea can't even get along. Yeah, they're both Korean, looking at the other one like, these Koreans, man! And you know who I feel really bad for? Those missiles. Yeah, the missiles that were shot into the ocean. Because think about it. They think they have a specific purpose to blow up in glorious combat, but then they just end up being used for a show. It must hurt their feelings. It's like being a condom that gets put on a banana for sex ed class. I was meant for greater things, damn it! No, but joking aside, I want to be serious for a moment here. Because let me get this straight. North Korea and South Korea and the United States are now launching missile after missile into the ocean, but I'm not allowed to use plastic straws? Huh? Is that right? I'm out here trying to do my part using a straw that dissolves the second I put it into my drink. The second I put it in. It's gone. I don't even know what I'm drinking any. What are you having, Trevor? Oh, a tequila paper mache. Yeah, I saved the turtle, the one that got shot by a ballistic missile. I mean, what does the ocean have to do with our beef, huh? Those creatures are down there just trying to live their lives. They don't need to deal with missiles from human conflicts. Can you imagine what it's like for them?
Ariel, life is better under the sea. We roll in the waves. The fish swim in the seaweed. We're... Oh, no. Oh, no. Everybody's dead. Everybody's dead. The fish are all dead under the sea. Ariel don't got no legs or a head. And the worst part is having my accent makes me sound jolly even when I'm not. This is where I wish I was from, Germany. This accent doesn't convey the tragedy of this terrible crime that's happened under the sea.
But enough about those North Korean missile strikes. There are bigger threats here at home, people, that we need to deal with. And yes, I'm talking about the danger of trans children playing sports, which luckily lawmakers in Ohio are ready to take a really hard look at.
So as we enter Pride Month, the GOP-controlled Ohio state legislature passing one of the most extreme trans sports bans we've seen to date. That bill, including a shocking provision that calls for examining the genitals of female athletes who are, quote, accused of being trans.
The proposed rules would prohibit any trans girl from competing with cisgender girls. It also has a verification requirement if somebody is accused of being trans. The bill says if someone is suspected to be trans, she must go through evaluations of her external and internal genitalia, testosterone levels, and genetic makeup.
Yeah, that's right, America. You asked lawmakers to protect your kids from guns, and they said, we got you. We're going to look at your kids' genitals. I feel like there was a miscommunication there. Because which one do you think is more traumatizing to your kid? Honest question. What do you think is more traumatizing to a child? Them losing a race in high school? Or them winning the race and then having to get probed by a doctor to see if their genitals are what, the right size? Because it's bad enough to target trans girls, but you understand this law actually targets all girls, right? Or at least all the girls who are too good at the sport. Yeah, because you know how this is going to turn out. I've seen enough American parents beating each other up at little league games to know that this is going to be weaponized to win a game. It's only a matter of time before a softball pitcher strikes out three girls in a row and then a parent's going to rush the field like, genital check! No way she's throwing 95 with two X chromosomes! No ways! Show me that Dad! Who are they going to find to do these examinations, huh? Who's even going to do this? What, every dude wearing one of those female body inspector t-shirts? Are they going to be drafted into service now? No, it was just a joke. I don't actually have any training in this area. So obviously you understand why there's backlash to this bill. In fact, some doctors in Ohio are saying that they refuse to investigate children's genitals as part of this law. Yeah, which is good, but I mean, I also don't agree with it, you know. If they wanted to stand back and do nothing to keep our kids safe, then they should have become police officers. All right, finally. Too true? Too real? All right, finally, as you may know, a couple of weeks from now, America will be celebrating Juneteenth, the holiday commemorating the end of slavery. Or as Tucker Carlson would put it, the day millions of African Americans became unemployed. Is that progress? Anyway, because Juneteenth is now a federal holiday, more people are celebrating than ever before. The only problem is not everyone knows the best way to celebrate.
Walmart is under fire for selling Juneteenth products that some people say are tone deaf and insensitive. The products have been lambasted by many online after pictures of Juneteenth ice cream and party supplies surfaced.
The Children's Museum of Indianapolis is apologizing after backlash to a Juneteenth-inspired food item in its cafeteria. The museum offered the Juneteenth watermelon salad. The museum released a statement saying, in part, as a museum, we apologize and acknowledge the negative impact that stereotypes have on communities of color.
Oh, this shit pisses me off so much. How are you gonna make a Juneteenth ice cream, huh? I hope they took it all off the shelves and they got rid of it. In fact, I don't trust them. I hope they send it here to the Daily Show and I'll deal with it personally. Oh, every single one of those ice creams. And any other ideas they have for ice cream, they better send them here. What a random, what are you doing? What are you doing? You know, apart from the watermelon black people stereotypes, it's amazing to me how America does this. Like, they turn every meaningful holiday into an excuse to spend money. Like, that's part of the problem here. You don't need to sell things for Juneteenth. Juneteenth wasn't even a mainstream thing last year. Think about it. But now already they've turned it into a day of merch. And look, I mean, I'm not hating. You know, we do it too here on the show. Yeah, I mean, this whole segment is brought to you by Taco Bell's brand new flaming Juneteenth gorditas. Taco Bell, emancipate your taste buds. All right, that's it for the headlines. But before we go, let's check in on traffic with our very own Roy Wood Jr., everybody.
What up, Roy?
What's up, Roy?
Good to see you, Roy.
Good to see you. Good to be here.
So,
good to be here, man.
Let's jump into it, Roy. What's happening in the traffic?
Let's jump into these roads. Real quick, though, before I do the traffic. You got something you want to say to me?
Good evening, Roy.
You don't have nothing to say to me? Nothing like...
Like what?
Like, I was right? You don't want to tell me I was right? But you remember what I said last week?
On the show?
Yes, on the show. Remember last week we was talking about... The Biden and was sending all the weapons to Ukraine and Russia and all that.
Oh, yeah, the Russian.
And I said, all we had to do to get Russia to slow down was just buck a couple of missiles in the air. Pop, pop, pop. And then what North Korea do? What'd they do?
Oh, they shot the missiles?
And then what we do?
You shot the missiles back.
Did North Korea shoot a missile back after we shot that missile after they shot their missile?
No, they did not.
I was right. That's what I told you. I was right. And you don't remember that.
No.
Show them the picture. Show them the picture.
What?
That's me. That's me being right last week. That's me last week being right.
That is you being right.
Yeah, man. I got some lot of good ideas, man.
Seems like a good idea.
But it's a good thing that somebody from the Biden administration is watching this show and got that idea from me. And then when they shot the missiles back at North Korea.
I don't know if that's happening.
That's what you're supposed to do. When somebody act bad, you're supposed to buck, buck. It's like Boys in the Hood. I keep telling you.
Back, it's Boys. It's
like
exactly
Ice Cube and Boys in the Hood. We got a problem here? We got a problem? Matter of fact, let me talk to Biden. Which one? Give me one of these cameras. Joe Biden, shoot another missile.
What?
Shoot another missile. Let him know. I got a lot of ideas, man. I got a lot of ideas.
You're just going to tell him to shoot? No more missiles.
I didn't say hit the country. Just, you know, like right past. You know?
No. No more missiles. What's happening in the traffic?
Oh, you want the traffic. That's my bad. What do you do in the traffic? Here's the thing about that watermelon salad.
Yes.
First of all, this is part of the problem with them trying to get CRT out of schools. Now they just slapping it on all the food and trying to sneak black history on you in the middle of the damn day while you're trying to eat some salad. And that's just too much, man.
So you don't want a Juneteenth salad?
No. What I feel, dog, is that... We tried with Juneteenth. We tried. We tried to celebrate it collectively as a group. It didn't work. You got to give it back to black people. This is just ours, and we'll just take it, and we'll just celebrate it by ourselves with nobody else involved. It's just certain stuff that just got to stay black. We just got to keep it black. We tried. We just get certain stuff. It's just for us. It just don't make a share. We got to keep Juneteenth. Got to keep Kwanzaa. We got to keep Essence Festival. We'll take Bobby Brown. And it's just certain stuff. It's ours. It's just ours.
So the holiday would only be for black Americans then?
No, it's not. It's our holiday. It's a separate, but it's equal. See, you're trying to throw me off. This is all I'm saying, man.
I didn't say anything. No, I just asked questions.
All I'm saying is that You don't have to put history in everything. The salad looked good. That's the thing that was so sad about it. It had the little feta cheese, it had the vinaigrette in there. You didn't have to put Juneteenth on it. All you had me at watermelon. That's all you had to do. But it's cool. It's cool. I'm gonna do the traffic. You want me to do the traffic, man?
Oh, man.
Do we even have time for traffic?
No, we...
I mean, it's traffic, man. If you
live here,
it's messed up. If you... if you know what that is, then you know not to go there. Don't go there. Back to you.
Thank you so much, Roy Jr. When we come back, we're gonna be taking a look at LA's biggest crossing decision. You don't wanna miss it.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Welcome back to The Daily Show. The midterm elections are 5 months away, which means you still have 5 months to figure out who your congressperson is. But midterm primary season is already in full swing. And in Los Angeles tomorrow, there is a major election that will likely decide who the next mayor is. So let's see what's going on in LA in our ongoing coverage of Votedemic 2022. Los Angeles, that's the best place to live if you like sunshine, good vibes, and the occasional earthquake. Ooh, I gotta tweet that. Now, as America's second biggest city and its number one producer of disgruntled Lakers supporters, they, for the last 8 years, have been led by Eric Garcetti. But now he's leaving. Because you see, being mayor was just a side gig he was doing until he finally landed an acting role on Grey's Anatomy. It's very exciting. Yeah, he's the guy who comes in screaming, "Is this the hospital?" Gripping performance. Which means it's now time for LA to pick a new mayor. And when this race began, there was a clear frontrunner, Congresswoman Karen Bass. Right? She has a decade of experience in Congress, and a couple years ago, she was nearly picked to be Joe Biden's vice president. Yeah, she was this close to ruining her life. Now, Congresswoman Bass has the full support of the party establishment in this race. And that meant that she was gonna win. For much of the campaign, she had a clear lead in the polls. But that was all until this happened.
63-year-old billionaire developer and philanthropist Rick Caruso is joining a crowded field of candidates who intend to run for LA mayor. Caruso is well known for his real estate company that built shopping areas like the Grove and Americana at Brand.
One of the world's most successful developers. His crown jewel, the Grove at Farmers Market. The shopping mecca is said to draw more people than Disneyland.
Caruso used to be a Republican and only changed his registration to Democrat 1 month before announcing his run.
I really want to reinvent the Democratic Party to go back to what it was, I think, 30 years ago.
Can I ask you an honest question? Why do so many politicians want to go back in time but never forward? Like, they always say that. I want to go back. Take the Democratic Party back 30 years. Make America great again. Bring back the good old days. People, we already tried the past. That's how we ended up here. You realize that? Like, for once, I want a politician to say, I don't want to go 30 years in the past. I want to go 30 years into the future when there's no more flooding because global warming boiled off all the water. But I'm not surprised Rick Caruso wants to go back 30 years, though. Remember, he makes malls. 30 years ago was a great time for mall developers. Yeah, back in the 90s, you remember that? People spent all day at the mall. You'd spend hours there shopping, eating, sitting in the massage chair at the Shopper Image with no intention of ever buying anything. But then you would ask a lot of questions to make it seem like you might. You'd just be like, so does it also do the lower torso? Uh-huh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And what's the power wattage? Oh, okay, cool. What time do you close? You know, I'm going to go and grab. I can't carry the chair. I'll come back. I'll be back. I want to make sure you get the commission. Yeah, thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. Hard to believe that place went out of business. So, billionaire Rick Caruso, a longtime Republican who turned Democrat just for this election, is now running neck and neck with a liberal politician everyone expected to win. And if you're wondering how that could happen in Los Angeles, a city so liberal you can legally marry your electric car, well, it's because he has a ton of money and a very clear message.
The most expensive race in the country. Rick Caruso spending more than any other candidate in any race anywhere.
Rick Caruso has spent nearly $40 million, much of it his own money. Meanwhile, Congresswoman Karen Bass and the other candidates have spent very little.
He's achieved air supremacy on television spots, most of them focusing on the top two issues voters care about, according to the poll, crime and homelessness.
Murder up 54%, nearly 1,500 shooting victims, a wave of property crime. There's one candidate for mayor who can turn it around. Rick Caruso.
Caruso's stance on public safety is resonating, as he has four times the support to address the rise in crime over Bass.
Normally, I would vote for Karen Bass, but I think I'm leaning toward Caruso.
Why? He thinks the biggest issue in L.A. is
getting these people off the streets.
And you think Caruso will do that?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. Caruso has surged to the top of the pack with a focus on crime and especially homelessness, which is a top concern of L.A. voters. And I guess, I mean, it makes sense that they think the mall guy can solve the problem. Malls solve a lot of America's problems. Problems like, how can we get people to eat Sbarro's, you know? And just to be clear, Karen Bass also wants to tackle homelessness, but Caruso has made it the centerpiece of his campaign, spending a record of nearly $40 million getting his message out. And we all know if you put a lot of ads out there, your message is going to get into people's heads. You can't control it. It's like those State Farm ads. I see them all the time. And so it's inevitable that sooner or later, I'm going to start having sex dreams about Jake from State Farm. It's going to happen. Yeah. Oh, you judge me like I'm the only one. Still better than my Geico dreams. But even after being bombarded by all of those ads, some LA voters may still be a little wary of a guy who has no political experience and might be a closet Republican, which is why Caruso has also brought out the one thing people in LA trust more than anything else: celebrities.
A major celebrity endorsement in the race for LA mayor, Oscar winner and Goop founder Gwyneth Paltrow, throwing her support behind billionaire developer Rick Caruso.
LA is experiencing a tough time right now, so that is why I am endorsing my old friend Rick Caruso.
Musician and rap artist Snoop Dogg today endorsed businessman Rick Caruso.
There's no question, I endorse the real, and that is real.
The Latino vote is going to be especially important in this race. George Lopez, the comedian, coming out on Twitter backing Caruso.
Rick Caruso did get a big endorsement from a very familiar face, a blonde Kim Kardashian there, saying she believes Rick Caruso can help solve LA's crime crisis.
If you guys are out voting, Rick Caruso is my choice, and I really believe that he will make a difference, and that gives me hope.
Did she say, if you guys are out voting? That's a fun way to, like, campaign for someone. Like, it's almost like she wants to endorse Caruso, but she doesn't want to come off too strong, you know? She's like, I'm not saying, like, go vote for him, but if you guys happen to, like, pass, like, a voting booth, then I guess feel free to, like, vote for him or whatever. Like, it's such a weird way to do it. Like, Kim Kardashian is great at a lot of things, but I don't know if I'd ever want her leading me into battle. Can you imagine that attitude in Braveheart? Sons of Scotland, if you guys are gonna be, like, fighting any wars today, personally, I would fight against the English because, like, maybe they might take our lives, but maybe we shouldn't, like, take our freedom too. So thanks to Caruso's huge spending advantage, his celebrity endorsements, and his focus on quality of life issues for people who aren't homeless, this election looks like it's going down to the wire. Now, it is a primary, yes, but here's the thing. In California, if anyone wins 50% of the vote in the primary, the race is automatically over. Yeah, that person is the new mayor. So every vote is going to count, which, if you listen to LA voters, isn't necessarily a good thing.
Despite several high-profile debates and one candidate running lots of ads,
I'm running for mayor.
People we interviewed in LA County struggled to name a single candidate.
Are you familiar with the candidates for mayor?
I am not, unfortunately, sorry.
Candidates, I'm not sure, but I prefer the one that we have now. Newsom?
He's the governor.
Oh, the governor? Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, I don't know anything about the mayor then.
Not only Gavin, probably, right?
Gavin is the governor.
Oh, he's the governor? Oh, mayor? No. See, I'm way off.
Do you like the current mayor?
Gavin Newsom? Or, see, you guys? Sorry.
Damn. Forget knowing who's running for mayor. A lot of people in Los Angeles don't even seem to know that there is a mayor. Like, I thought 40 million in ads sounded like a lot before, but now I'm thinking it's not enough. Like, and forget just TV ads. I feel like Caruso should probably be doing most of his advertising on rolling papers, judging by those people. It's just like, Caruso for, oh boy. So, that right there is the current state of the race for mayor in Los Angeles. A lifelong politician going up against a lifelong businessman. And I'm not gonna tell you who to vote for, but at the very least, if you guys are gonna vote, I would say definitely make sure that you're voting for the mayor and not the governor who already has a job. All right, stay tuned. After the break, we're gonna be joined by Bobby Brown. You don't wanna miss it.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Welcome back to The Daily Show. My guest tonight is R&B legend Bobby Brown. He's here to talk about his eventful life and career, as well as the new show, Bobby Brown, Every Little Step. Please welcome Bobby Brown.
How you doing?
Mr. Bobby Brown.
How you doing?
The man, the myth, the legend. There are a few people who have had more of an impact on society and just like culture as a whole as you have. You know, I was listening to your discography just before coming. I was like, this is wild. You just made the music of lifetimes.
Oh, thank you.
Does that ever sink in for you sometimes when you just realize like how many children were made to your music?
Now that you say it that way. Yeah, kind of jaws my
right.
Yeah.
It's you know your biography just came out. A documentary about your life.
Yes.
And one thing that really struck me about this story, and you've been really candid over the past few years. You know, you wrote your memoir. You've released this biography. You've got this story about your family now. Is how little we knew about you, and mm-hmm. how much we knew about the little that we knew. You know,
right.
we know Bobby Brown in one dimension, the bad boy. You know, we know about all the terrible things that happened in life, but it feels like sometimes the context wasn't there. You know, it wasn't Bobby Brown made a mistake. It was Bobby Brown's just a bad person. Do you feel like now there's more of a vindication happening in your life?
Well, yes. I got a chance to explain myself, to speak about myself.
That's what the, you know, documentary was about. It was about me getting the chance to speak, you know, clearly and truthfully about right. everything in my life. And I'm glad I did it.
You've had an eventful life as well.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
yeah.
We've lived some of it with you from the outside, you know, with misinformed opinions. What would you say is one of the biggest misconceptions about you as Bobby Brown, the man, that you wish people knew about you as a person?
That I'm just a softie. I'm really not a bad boy. On stage, now on stage I'm a bad boy.
Oh, okay.
On stage I'm a bad boy, but off stage I'm really quiet.
You back on stage. Congratulations. It was 30 tour dates.
30 tour dates.
Congratulations
yeah,
on
new
that.
Edition, yeah.
Yeah. New edition.
Sold out.
Sold out as well.
Sold out as well, yeah.
That must have been quite a journey for you because, I mean, when you started out, how old were you guys for your first tour?
14.
14 years old.
40 years ago.
That is wild.
Yeah.
That is really, really wild.
40 years ago.
Is there like a change now when you're performing? Can you feel it?
Now it's a job.
It's a job?
It's a job now. Before it was just, you know, fun. It
right,
was just,
right.
You know, we just loved being on stage. But now it's work. You know, you got to have a lot of Bengay after the show. <You know>. A lot of icy hot.
You know what I love about the tour is the story. And what I mean by the story, it's the fullness of your story. You know, Bobby Brown is somebody who's given people a lot of joy and then has also experienced a lot of grief and sadness. You know,
yes.
you've never claimed to be a saint. You know, you've gone through your moments where you have to be accountable for your actions. But one thing I feel that's different now in the world is how people deal with addiction.
Yes.
And you've really been open about your journey to, you know, to staying sober. You've talked about how hard it is. You've talked about how much you work at it. Why did you open up? And do you feel that people accept your story or see you slightly differently now?
Well, it's an everyday job, you know, it's an everyday situation. I work hard at every day not picking up a drink, you know. That's something that I've been working on for years, you know, and just recently finding the love of my life, my wife, and having all these new kids, it's just something that I feel. Why'd you laugh? it's something that I have to do, you know, for myself and for my family.
Yeah.
You know, and it makes me feel good, you know.
We see that on the show. You have a joy that can only come from a certain place. You have a newfound love in your life.
Yes.
How did you deal with a lot of the grief that you experienced? You know, you were somebody who lost you know, an ex-wife who you loved, who the world loved. You know,
yes.
You're somebody who suffered the loss of two children. I think something no parent ever wants to go through, nor can mm-hmm. imagine going through.
I don't
through.
Wish that on anybody.
Right, right. And you have had to learn how to find life on the other side of grief.
Mm-hmm.
How did you do that, and how do you continuously try to do that?
Lots of prayer, lots of therapy. I'm in therapy, you know, at least twice a week. And praying, and mm-hmm. the love of my family, the love of my wife and my kids, that just does it for me.
It really feels like it's made a difference, you know, seeing you in the biography, you know, we see you with your old group, you know, you see mm-hmm. New Edition back together. I even love the moments where some, you know, there's one part where I think it's DeVoe says to you, he's like, man, remember what an asshole you were on this tour doing, and you guys laugh about it and you share, and it feels like... You've all grown, you've all matured. I mean, I know you both share a bond in becoming sober, but if you could go back, I mean, obviously life has happened the way it's happened, but if there's one small thing at the beginning of your career that you could have said to Bobby Brown, hey, watch out for this, what would it have been?
I would just tell myself to take my time because I grew up way too fast. Being 14 and being on the road, being away from your family, you get into things.
Right.
Especially as a child, you know. I got into way too many things too quickly in life, and I'm just, you know, I'm not mad about it because
right.
I wouldn't be the man that I am today without experiencing all of the things that I've experienced. But I'm just grateful today, you know, and that's the plus.
It is a plus. It's
good to have you here as a person, you know?
Yes.
It's good to see you. It's good to see you living, enjoying your family. So what's your hope for the future then? You know, Bobby Brown, I feel like we've seen have maybe 2 to 3 different, you know, phases of your life, which everyone has in different ways.
Right.
You know, we've seen the young Bobby Brown. Well, I wasn't born, but you know what I mean. We've seen.
Wow, man.
No, you know, I don't want to act like I was there. But I'm saying, you know, we've seen that Bobby Brown. We've seen Bobby Brown go through the tumultuous times. Now we're seeing this Bobby Brown, therapy, prayer, family, that, you know, everyone who sees you sees that love. What do you hope this next chapter in your life will be all about?
Just positivity, you know, just positive things going on. I just want to go about life with, just positive.
Right, right.
You know? As long as I keep myself surrounded by positive people, I'll be positive. So I just want the positivity in my life.
And you bring that into people's lives as well, man. Thank you.
Thank you.
Congratulations
so much
on your journey.
Thank you so much.
For real, man. Congrats on what you've done.
You got it.
Keep going every single day, Bobby.
All right, brother.
We want to keep you around, man, every single day. Bobby Brown, Every Little Step airs Tuesdays on the A&E Network. And Biography Bobby Brown is available on demand or to stream on the A&E app and AETV.com. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Well, that's our show for tonight. But before we go, please consider supporting Trans Lifeline. They're a grassroots hotline offering direct emotional and financial support to trans people in crisis. For the trans community, by the trans community. So if you can, then please donate at the link below to help their vision for a world where trans people have the connection, the economic security, and the care that everyone needs and deserves. Until tomorrow, stay safe out there. And remember, if someone sends you a missile, be the bigger person and respond with an atom bomb.
Watch The Daily Show weeknights at 11, 10 Central on Comedy Central, and stream full episodes anytime on Paramount Plus.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.